I'd like to reflect with you this morning on the collect for this Sunday's Mass. The collect is that opening prayer of the Mass. And it's called that because even though it's spoken aloud only by the priest, he is praying in the name of the whole congregation. And so it's meant to collect, if you will, all of the particular personal intentions and desires that each of us bring before the Lord, before his altar here at Holy Mass. And it's interesting, in fact, the instructions for the Mass tell the priest to pause for a brief moment after he says, "Let us pray," before he actually pronounces the words of the prayer. That pause isn't there just to give the servant time to get up with the book, but it's there to be a moment of silence in the Mass where each of us recalls the presence of God and brings to mind our own particular intentions that we gather together before the Lord then in the collect. And then the words of the collect are meant to express the particular character of this Mass today, for the Mass for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So listen once more to the collect that was prayed at the beginning of this morning's Holy Mass. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. And here's the question I want to pose for our meditation today. What is so daring about calling God our Father? That's what the collect said. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call our Father. And we're reminded of this in every Mass, just before we pray the Our Father together, when the priest uses these words of introduction. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say. Seems kind of strange. The word Father easily falls from our lips with little effort when we pray. It doesn't take a lot of physical strength or courage to form the word Father with our tongue and our lips. What's so daring about this? And I think if that's the case, if it doesn't seem daring to us to call God our Father, it means we've probably forgotten who God is. Or maybe we've become a bit too comfortable with God. Because you see, as the collect also reminded us, God is almighty and ever-living. He can do anything. With simply a word from his mouth, the whole universe came to exist. So great is his power. And just as easily, with one word from his mouth, God could annihilate the whole universe. Just like that. It could all disappear. He is ever living. Almighty and ever living. You and I, on the other hand, are completely dependent on him. We live only because he's given us the gift of life. And every moment of our life, including this very moment, you and I continue to breathe. You and I continue to exist because the ever-living God holds us in being. Again, at any moment, God could simply cause us no longer to exist. And certainly we know the truth that while God is ever-living, you and I, at a moment that he alone knows, will suffer bodily death while he will go on living because it's who he is. The first reading reminded us of this, the contingency and frailty of our human lives when it spoke about the Passover, where in the course of one night, the firstborn of the Egyptians, the enemies of God's people, were punished with death. That's why our Lord warned us in the gospel to be ever ready and vigilant, because we don't know the day and the hour when our lives will come to an end, much less the day and the hour when the whole world will come to an end, when the Son of God comes again. So you see, on a natural human level, without the gift of divine revelation, we understand God to be our master, with absolute power over us, with the right to command and expect obedience from us who are his servants. And that's not some sort of exaggeration. It's just reality. God is God, and we are not. We are merely his creatures. That's why when Moses drew near to the burning bush, he heard God tell him to stop, to come no nearer, to remove his shoes. That's why in the Old Testament temple, the Ark of the Covenant was in the innermost room in the temple, the Holy of Holies, which was separated from everything else by a veil. And it was only once a year that one person, the high priest, would actually enter into that veil and offer incense and the blood of the animal sacrifices. Some even believe that the practice was that the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies with a rope tied around his ankle in case he was struck dead before the Ark of the Covenant, so they could pull out his dead body from the Holy of Holies. You see, that was the understanding of the power of God. But then enter Jesus Christ. He, who is the Son of God by nature, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is almighty and ever living, he took our flesh to himself in the incarnation. And he died on the cross to save us from sin. He rose from the dead to raise our humanity to new heights. And he revealed and then poured out his grace so that we would no longer be merely servants of God, but children of God, sons and daughters. He taught us to call God our Father. The human race would never have come up with this on our own. It was because God entered into history and revealed this to us. That yes, he is almighty and ever living with the power to call into being and to annihilate. But he is a God who exercises that power with love and goodness, with the care of a father. That same almighty, ever-living God desires relationship with you and me. An intimate, familiar relationship, a personal relationship of love. And so Jesus taught us to call God our Father. And he sent the Holy Spirit too to teach us this and to fortify our hearts with his gift of fortitude, of courage, one of those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we would not any longer hesitate to dare to call God our Father. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, our Lord said at the start of today's gospel, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Yes, it's at the Savior's command. It's formed by divine teaching. It's taught by the Holy Spirit that we dare to call God our Father. But that means then that we are called to live truly as his sons and daughters. To live lives bearing, if you will, the family name of God himself. So let us today, the little flock of the Father, in childlike trust and in humility, come before him acknowledging those things in our lives that are not becoming of a child of God. Let's ask him to purify, to convert our hearts, to give us the grace we need to live holy lives in accord with that daring way that we address him, Father. St. Patrick, pray for us.